Welcome to the show. Today, we're going to have some fun. If you've been following me for any length of time, you've undoubtedly heard me say the widespread acceptance of the government's false income tax narrative by the American people is the result of a massive 60-year government propaganda campaign. These days, more properly called disinformation. Well, I obviously can't share with you all the disinformation the government has put out over the last 60 years, I can show you the kind of disinformation they're putting out today. For those who think the government's game is strong, you'll be surprised how weak it is. The reason I say we're going to have some fun today is you're going to laugh at how transparent the government's disinformation is once you see it for what it is.
The Dr. Reality Vodcast with Dave Champion.
Let's start with this. I'm the author of Income Tax Shattering the Myth, the best-selling book in America that provides mountains of incontrovertible proof Congress has never imposed the income tax on ordinary, hardworking Americans. Because I know what the law actually says, I haven't filed an income tax return or paid a penny of income tax in 30 years. I want to begin today's presentation with a quick intellectual exercise. I'm going to share several statements made by the U.S. government, and I want you to pay careful attention because when I'm done reading them, I'm going to ask your thoughts. The statements I'm going to share with you are from the government's various publications concerning what the government calls frivolous tax arguments or tax protester arguments. Are you ready? Okay, here we go. Number one, some taxpayers assert that they are not required to file federal income tax returns because the filing of a tax return is voluntary. Number two, some taxpayers attempt to reduce their federal income tax liability by filing a tax return that reports no income or no tax liability, even though they have taxable income. Number three, some individuals or groups claim that taxpayers may refuse to pay federal income taxes based on their religious or moral beliefs or an objection to the use of taxes to fund certain government programs. Number four, some individuals and groups claim that taxpayers are not required to file tax returns because of the Paperwork Reduction Act of 1980. There is a common denominator in all four statements you just heard. Can you tell me what it is? The common denominator is that each statement uses the word taxpayer. In other words, each statement applies exclusively to those who are within a class upon whom Congress has imposed the income tax. I'll read the first statement again so you can see what I'm saying. Quote, some taxpayers attempt to reduce their federal income tax liability by blah, blah, blah. All four government statements make clear what is being said applies exclusively to taxpayers. Of course, the government knows that probably 95% of Americans reading those statements subconsciously consider themselves taxpayers because they were born into the matrix created by 60 years of government disinformation and have never questioned whether the government has been telling them the truth. FYI, the government has been lying to you the whole time. The government's statements are limited to this thing called taxpayer. So what exactly is that? That question is easily answered because Congress has provided the definition of taxpayer in law. Before I read it to you, let me share with you that the federal courts have held that because Congress has defined taxpayer, the executive and judicial branches may not use any other definition. In short, there is only one definition of taxpayer that applies to the tax code. That definition is found in 26 U.S.C. 7701A, which contains the definitions applicable to the entire tax code. We know that the definitions apply to the entire tax code because at the very beginning it says, when used in this title, and Title 26, entitled Internal Revenue Code, is what people mean when they talk about the tax code. 7701A14 defines taxpayer as follows. The term taxpayer means any person subject to any internal revenue tax. Now that we know what taxpayer means, let's read the first government statement again, replacing the word taxpayer with the actual definition. That reads like this. Some people who are subject to an internal revenue tax attempt to reduce their federal income tax liability, blah, blah, blah. I hope you agree. That makes things clearer. But we can do better. The four government statements we read pertain specifically to income tax. With that in mind, let's read statement one again, narrowing it to just income tax. Some people who are subject to income tax attempt to reduce what they owe by filing blah, blah, blah. I think you'd agree, that's much better in terms of clarity. You may have noticed that it begins with some people who are subject to income tax. Does not the phrase people who are subject to income tax beg the question, which people is that? The very fact that it's phrased people who are subject to income tax tells us there are people who are not subject to income tax. Shouldn't the American people know who is and is not subject to the tax? When the government accuses someone of a crime, the accused demands to see evidence that supports the government's accusation. But when the government substitutes words like robber or rapist with the word taxpayer, Americans don't bother to demand evidence that they are a taxpayer. They don't do that because they've been born into the matrix where they've been bombarded their entire life with the false narrative that if you earn a living, you're required to give a percentage to the government. Let me say it another way. If the government wants to lock you in a cell for 3 years, you will demand the government present the evidence against you. But if the government wants to take 10, 15, or 20% of your earnings for the next 40 years, virtually no one demands evidence that they are a taxpayer. That Americans demand evidence for one situation, but not the other, speaks to how successful the government's disinformation and propaganda have been concerning the income tax. Now let's look at an example of how the government misleads you with half-truths and omissions. Here's a statement from the government. Quote, some individuals and groups maintain there is no federal statute imposing a tax on income derived from sources within the United States by citizens or residents of the United States. They argue instead that federal income taxes are excise taxes imposed only on non-resident aliens and foreign corporations for the privilege of receiving income from sources within the United States. Close quote. Those of you who have been watching or listening to my presentations for years may be thinking, wow, that's what Dave always says. The tax has been imposed on non-resident aliens and foreign corporations with U.S. source income. The government is saying that's false. Has Dave been wrong all this time? Let's check it out. If you've been paying attention to my presentations, you know that Congress has imposed the income tax on three, what the law calls, classes of persons. I'm going to list those three classes for you. Pay careful attention because they are relevant to understanding how the government does its dirt. Number one, non-resident aliens with U.S. source income. Number two, foreign corporations with U.S. source income. And number three, U.S. citizens residing abroad with foreign earned income. With those three classes fresh in your mind, let's read the significant part of the government's statement again. Quote, they argue federal income taxes are excise taxes imposed only on non-resident aliens and foreign corporations for the privilege of receiving income from sources within the United States. Did you catch the scam? In its propaganda, the government is saying that speaking about income tax being imposed on foreign persons with U.S. source income is a frivolous tax protester argument. But, and this is the critical part, they justify saying that not because the legal facts regarding foreign persons with U.S. source income are false, but solely because the person did not include the third class, U.S. citizens residing abroad with foreign earned income. Phrased another way, this government propaganda asserts that if you discuss the first two classes without mentioning the third class, you're a tax protester making a frivolous argument. It's such an absurd half-truth. I have to make sure you understand what they're asserting, which is this. If you only mention the income tax applies to non-resident aliens and foreign corporations with U.S. source income, you're a tax protester. But if you add, and citizens residing abroad with foreign earned income, then you're not a tax protester. You can't make this shit up. Here's the thing. Americans who know the three classes upon whom Congress has imposed the income tax rarely mention the third class because it's incredibly narrow and affects only a tiny percentage of Americans. I'd guess Americans who are residing abroad with foreign-earned income is no more than several thousand people. When we have 100 million Americans filing 1040s every year, the vast majority of whom having in law zero income tax liability, why would anybody be talking about a group of several thousand people who are legitimately required to file and pay? That's just nuts. But of course, the government isn't trying to be logical or rational. It's trying to scare people by telling half-truths. It is their intention to trick you. The average American doesn't have any understanding of income tax law, so they easily fall prey to the government's propaganda, its disinformation. And to be clear, these kinds of half-truths are intended to compel obedience to a lie by making Americans fearful. Imagine a government that intentionally sets out to manipulate its citizens into adhering to a lie by telling them falsehoods to create fear. At the beginning of Income Tax Shattering the Myths, there is a 3-page section entitled, How to Read This Book. In that section, I say the following. Do not immediately jump on the IRS's website the first time you think you found something the IRS might disagree with. I encourage you to do that, just not right away. There is an entire chapter of this book in which we explore the things the IRS has to say, in their own words, about numerous issues, including the things the IRS has to say about those wacky tax protesters. After you've completed Chapter 10, feel free to roam the IRS's website to your heart's content. Until we've covered the material, you're all too likely to fall prey to the government's intentional trickery. The IRS has been playing this game a long time. They are experts at deceit. Let me show you, in Chapter 10, exactly how they pull their con job. After that, you be the judge. I share that to make the point that because the IRS sets out to trick the American people, and it's pretty damn good at it, in Income Tax Shattering the Myths, I dedicate an entire chapter to understanding how they trick you so that once you see how they run their scam, you become immune to it. If you care that the government is lying to the American people and stealing from them by spreading this kind of disinformation, I hope you'll share this video. The big question is, do you care? I was recently speaking with a longtime friend who is one of the most astute men I know concerning human nature. I'm about to begin the crowdfunding process for the documentary I'll be making about the government's income tax scam. I asked him what I might say about the venture that would get ordinary Americans who don't know the truth of the income tax or might be skeptical about it to contribute to the making of the documentary. He is an incredibly intelligent, intuitive, and creative man I've known for 35 years, so his answer shocked me. He said he had no idea what to say because over the last several years, he has become uncertain whether Americans any longer care about truth. The crowdfunding hasn't begun yet, so I'm not going to ask for your help with that today. I am going to suggest that if the truth still matters to you, you pick up a copy of Income Tax Shattering the Myths, read it, and spread the word that the only thing preventing the income tax scam from ending is the ignorance of the American people. If the American people got informed, the income tax would cease to exist. Don't get me wrong, it will still be on the books, but if Americans understood it only applies to non-resident aliens and foreign corporations with U.S. source income, as well as U.S. citizens residing abroad with foreign-earned income, the number of people filing and paying would crash from 100 million to perhaps a couple hundred thousand who pay U.S. source income to foreign persons and are required by law to act as a withholding agent. Did you notice just now I mentioned all three classes? Had I failed to mention it, I would have been a tax protester. Can you imagine the number of filers dropping from 100 million to a couple of hundred thousand? Do you know what that's called? It's called freedom, personal liberty. In this time of political angst everywhere we look. The great thing about what I'm advocating is that all those 100 million people need to do is obey the law. Learn it and obey it. It's just that simple, which is why I haven't filed or paid in 30 years. You can get Income Tax Shattering the Mist by going to drreality.news, drreality.news. I'll put the link in the notes. While you're there, take a look at body science. If you want an evidence-based breakdown of how your body's physiology actually works, rather than the false establishment narratives Americans have been fed for 60 years, pick up a copy of Body Science. You may have noticed that the health of the American people is sinking faster than the value of the dollar. 70% of our population is overweight or obese. Diseases like diabetes and Alzheimer's are exploding. Obesity in children, which was almost unknown a few decades ago, is now commonplace. Due to trillion-dollar industries pouring money into bogus research, fake science is everywhere these days. Corrupt studies are making absurd claims, such as things like salt or eating red meat cause type 2 diabetes. In short, America's health is in the shitter and getting worse every day because trillion-dollar industries and the U.S. government have engaged in massive disinformation. Body science shows you the disinformation and then reveals what has been hidden from you about human physiology for decades. The disinformation started in the early 1960s, so it's likely you've been inundated with their disinformation your entire life. That disinformation has led the people of the wealthiest and most technologically advanced nation on Earth to be the sickest people in all of human history and getting sicker every day. Here's the bottom line. If you read Body Science and put into action what you find there, you will leave the ranks of the misled and the sick and become astoundingly healthy. Body Science is one of those books that it's difficult to explain because you can't appreciate how different it is, how groundbreaking it is, until you read it for yourself, which is why it has a money-back guarantee. I practice what I preach. I adhere to everything you'll find in Body Science. At 64 years old, I'm as healthy as I was when I was a teenager. Body Science has never gotten anything less than a 5-star rating, and readers rave about looking and feeling decades younger after putting into action what they discover in Body Science. So go to drreality.news, drreality.news, and pick up a copy of Income Tax, Shattering the Myths, and Body Science. They'll be two of the most fascinating books you will ever read. You have my word on that. Also, by purchasing Income Tax Shattering the Myths and or Body Science, you help me to continue to be here for you with these revealing and thought-provoking presentations. Please share this presentation. Thanks for being here. Take care.